Democratic presidential candidate Martin O'Malley is wrapping up a two-day campaign swing through New Hampshire today, with the University of New Hampshire poll this week showing him with just 1% support. Time is running short for the former Maryland governor to change the dynamic of what appears to be a two-person race. I caught up with Governor O'Malley before his town hall meeting at New England College in Henniker yesterday and spoke with him about his strategy in the little time that's left before Iowa and New Hampshire. How have the crowds been for you? What are you hearing from people as you talk around the Granite State?
The crowds have been very good. I mean, I'm looking forward to 2 days. The two phrases I hear again and again and again from people are the phrases new leadership and getting things done. There's a sinking sense out there that we've lost our capacity as Americans to govern ourselves and to find common ground. And whenever Americans face this sort of stalemate, they look for new leadership to break through it. I'm not part of the Washington establishment of the last 20, 30 years. I bring an entrepreneurial, mayoral perspective to leadership, and I believe that as people are only now tuning into this race, I believe we're going to pick up support.
But let's talk about electability. I know in that UNH poll this week, 26% of Democratic primary voters say they would not vote for you. That's up from 11% last month. So obviously it's not going in the direction that you'd want to see. You spent a lot of time here, as you said, holding those town halls. So what's not working that you could change in these final couple of weeks?
Yeah, we've actually spent a lot more time in Iowa than we've spent in New Hampshire so far. And the caucus has a dynamic to it that is very different than a primary. And there's rarely ever been a time when the polls predicted what happens on caucus night. I'm not the candidate of big money, never have been, not the candidate of Wall Street. Candidates offer their candidacies, and then the people decide. We've never had a year where we've never answered the Republicans in a primetime debate. That's a first. So that creates challenges for challengers, even greater than usual. But I'm looking forward to these next few days. I'm going to offer my candidacy, and I'm going to let the people decide.
Well, let's talk about those debates. Now, you've been critical. Others have been critical as well, of course, of the scheduling of those debates. Can you tell me a little bit more about how you see it?
Yeah, I thought we did very well in the last debate. I mean, even with the rigged and manipulated formats and hiding the ball on weekend nights, we've punched through in a couple of those debates, even with the rules such as they are. So I especially thought that the last debate was very, very good for me and for the candidacy that I have to offer the people. And we have one more town hall, and people in Iowa and New Hampshire always make up their minds in that last stretch of the race. Understandably, they want to see the race play out before they make a decision.
On issues like healthcare and the economy, national security, do you feel like that you've been able to put some distance between yourself and your opponents to give voters a sense of, you know, how you're different and how you would be different in the presidency?
To some degree I have, and to others I have not. I mean, the biggest difference between myself and my opponents is that my background is that of a governor and a mayor, actually getting things done. On healthcare, I do disagree with my two opponents to this extent. Look, we've put forward in our own state an all-payer system. We have been reducing the costs of health care. We have been aligning our profit incentives with wellness rather than filling up hospital beds in big institutions. And it's actually working. According to the New England Journal of Medicine, Maryland's move to an all-payer system, moving all 46 of our acute care hospitals from fee-for-service to global payments is actually one of the boldest reforms ever taking place in our country, and that's what every state needs to do.
Realistically for you now, what needs to happen? You said, obviously, you've got an idea that maybe the caucus could shift the whole dynamic here over in Iowa, but what do you need to do here in the Granite State to turn this dynamic?
Yeah, what we need to do, the primary season rolls out one state at a time. And once the voters start to vote, that usually changes the dynamic. Not always, but usually. And the first state that comes up is Iowa. So that's what we're focused on. I recall in 1983, Gary Hart was at 5% in the first week of January, and then he went on to win New Hampshire. So that's what we're focused on. We're focused on beating expectations in Iowa, and then coming here to New Hampshire, and then rolling on through the rest of the primary process, and hopefully having more debates along the way.
Well, Governor O'Malley, thanks for the time.
Thank you.